And action. It is plan B. What? Man, what are you doing? Is this your funny intro that you had?
No. So, here's the thing. I got you on the phone right here. If you can see it right here. It's about 3 feet. We're not 6 feet. So, that's out of respect for the people out there.
You're so dumb. That's an improvement. Your ugly ass face.
Taking this damn thing off. Basement. And for you people out there riding around in your car solo with your mask on, come on.
Look, I won't knock anybody for wearing masks, but there are times where, I'll see people in their car by themselves right with mask on, and I'm like, you don't need to do that. Like, I get it.
Yeah, but, I mean, maybe there's different scenarios for different people, and I get that. I understand.
In the car, though, you don't, I mean, yeah.
Maybe there is a reason they have to wear it in the car. Maybe there is, and I don't want to jump up, I don't want to step on any toes. But dude, people are talking about you. Just saying, they're talking about you.
It's so funny thinking about where we're at now. Do you remember that video when this pandemic first really started taking off? And it's a video of a guy ordering a coffee. And at the drive-through window, this guy is spraying hand sanitizer on this cup. And dude, he does it for like 3 minutes, like just turning it spray, 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 spray. A car behind honks. He goes, fuck off. And then, dude. And it's
Let's go.
First of all, that's not healthy. You can't, you shouldn't be ingesting the stuff. And then you're sitting there at the drive-through window. Somebody honks because you're being a fucking idiot. And then you go, fuck off. That guy was, you could tell it was from the East Coast. Like, that guy was just like a New Yorker, a big brash New Yorker. But anyway, dude, we were there, all right? Like, that's where we were at. And he's just sitting there, sorry. And it was the smallest cup of coffee ever. It's fucking make it at home if you're so afraid of getting, you know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
You know what I've seen recently, especially in China, because they do the, they check your, they check your temperature, and then they spray your hands with the spray bottle. Well, these dudes getting mixed up, dude. They'll spray your eyes. And then, it's hilarious. It's happened multiple times.
God, that would sting like a motherfucker, man. Yeah, it's just, you know what? Unfortunately, with this pandemic, we've seen a lot of great of humanity, but we've also have seen a lot of shitty parts of humanity, unfortunately. It's brought out the best and worst in some people. So, I don't know. But yeah, to that guy who spent 3 minutes spraying off your coffee, I hope you got sick from ingesting all of that hand spray. Idiot. Anyway, enough of that. We're not going to get political here on the Plan B After Show podcast because we're just two dumb idiots that like to talk about facts and give our opinion. So let's do it. It's time for fact and opinion. This is a weird fact, and I don't know where this came from, who kept records or logs of this. So there's a famous Canadian hunter named Francis Wharton, and he shot a deer in the late 60s, but didn't have any teeth. So we made dentures out of the deer's own teeth and used those to eat the deer with.
What? Damn, dude. Wow. 1960. We're not talking about 1802 here.
So here's what I don't understand is
blend it up and drink it, man.
Just blend it. I don't know if they had all the, I'm sure they did, but here's what I don't understand though, is it's not like he shot the deer and then all of his teeth fell out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, wait. Okay.
Did you read it wrong?
I think this is supposed to be 1860s because this guy, Francis Wharton. Wait, now this is not. Hold on a sec. This guy says he lived from. It says he was a legal writer and educational. This has got to be a fucking made up fact.
Wow.
This doesn't make sense.
Doesn't sound legit. Yeah. So he took the deer's teeth out, put them in his own mouth. I don't know. It sounds like, you know what it sounds like when you're in third grade and that buddy comes to school and he's always got this fucking cool story about his uncle and it's way over the top and everybody's just like, dude, there's no way. Like even as a third grader, you're like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, this is all bullshit. Hold on. So I'm reading up more on this guy. So how Frank Wharton ate a deer with the deer's own teeth. So he was a Canadian. There's another thing back in 1932 where he had to get a mole removed from his right eye. Like, I don't know if it was like near his eye. The surgeon told him to be $50. Wharton said no, went back to his log cabin and performed the operation himself using a razor in front of a cracked mirror. This guy sounds like a real fucking idiot.
I'm telling you, it's the same guy as that third grader. It's a bunch of bullshit stories from an uncle to make him sound cool. He's probably a drunk.
Here, Ward performed his most unusual feat of self-surgery one day in 1956 after bringing back a buck from a hunting trip. Realizing he couldn't eat much of the meat with his own teeth, which were decaying or missing, he decided that he made a false one. So this guy was just muscling through other meals? Like, was he not eating other, like...
He wasn't eating corn on the cob, that's for sure.
Oh, this guy kind of sounds like a fucking dipshit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he definitely didn't live long, huh? You know, if you're eating meat with other animals' teeth, you probably don't live past what?
So he's just out there just shooting animals, not even being able to eat them. I mean, I don't know. This guy didn't sound like he had all of his screws fully tightened down in that category. What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm reading more on this guy. He sounded like a real gomer. I mean, and I guess it's kind of cool that he made teeth out of deer.
He's obviously famous for this, though. I mean, we're talking about it.
Hold on. There's got to be more on this. This was kind of a short story. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Was an American? That's a legal writer. That's a humans are metal. Okay. There's not that much more on him, though, other than the eye surgery and the deer teeth.
It's a bunch of bullshit stories, I'm telling you right now, especially if it's from the 1800s. The guy just made it up. There's no way.
No, this was from the... So there was another guy who lived in the 1800s, but this guy was in the 1900s.
Well, dude, why? There's no reason to. There's other options. I don't care how poor you are.
Well, and like I said, he just realized then after shooting the deer. I mean, if his teeth were in that bad a shape to begin with, you'd think he'd know before he shot the deer that, look, I got to do something about my teeth. You know what I mean? Right. Especially the fact that he didn't shoot the deer to use the teeth in the first place. It wasn't until he tried to eat the deer that he's like, oh, my teeth are all fucked up. I can't do this, so I'm going to use these teeth. Man, what are you looking at?
I'm thinking, what came first, the teeth or the deer?
Or the deer, right? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, maybe he was so hungry because he didn't have any teeth and he couldn't eat that he didn't even think about it. He's just, I just need to go shoot it there.
Okay, I could see that. So out of pure necessity, he's like, I got to get some protein. I've been eating beans and lentil soup or whatever. So he goes out and shoots the deer, starts to eat the deer. He's like, oh, shit, my teeth are so bad because I'm a woodsman and I don't brush my teeth, which... Dude, how hard is it to buy a... It's the 60s, all right? It's not like toothbrushes were fucking invented, dude.
Somebody go get this guy like an MRE or something, man.
Yeah, something.
Like some oatmeal. So, they had a lot of good things in the 60s, you know?
And deer have pretty good-sized teeth, don't they?
Yeah, they're real narrow.
I mean, it's not like... I don't know. Did he do the full...
I know a girl that looks like she has deer teeth.
Oh, deer I mean, deer got, they got big teeth, man, and that can't be safe. I mean, I guess you could boil them and clean them up real good. But look, if he's not brushing his own teeth, is he going to brush the deer teeth, or did he just throw those fuckers in his mouth? You know what I mean? God,
dude. And how do you do that? Do you yank them out individually and put them in each hole?
I mean, God. I feel like the smart bet would be to leave it in the bone and saw the bone down into the right size.
And then like one of those play teeth that you put in?
Yeah. One of those crank up chatter teeth like that.
God, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it either. You know, especially in 1960.
No, I'm not buying it.
Imagine muscling through that, dude. And like, when you're done with that meal, you just got to be just emotionally destroyed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Of course, here's a guy that, you know, obviously didn't give a shit. You know, he cut a mole out from his own eye because he didn't want to pay $50. Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't buy this for one second. I don't believe that the guy did it. I think this is all folklore and someone made it up. He probably had a nice set of dentures that he had, and then he told people that he asked, like, oh yeah, these are deer teeth. I killed a deer. deer teeth in my mouth. And I was like, really?
Whoever wrote this story, it's like they used to be that kid in third grade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, what a dumb fact. I thought that was going to be cool. Like reading up on like this mountain man guy, but really just turned out he sounded like a fucking idiot that was just fucking the woods and didn't know any better. Moron. All right.
Yeah.
What if you could have, if you could have any animal teeth in your mouth, what animal teeth would you have?
See, there you go. Now you're on.
Yeah. There's a question. There's a question.
Ooh, any animal teeth, man.
See, beaver. Like,
teeth. Beaver. Ooh, when you masturbate. Ooh. See, yeah, you think you want something big like a lion, stupid, that shit wouldn't fit, you know? If I could have any teeth, maybe like a snake, like a cobra, like a snake, dude, just start biting
snake teeth. Yeah, I don't know, but and those do retract though, back, you know, so that's not bad, not bad. I'd want I don't know. What about big tusks? Big tusk would be. This is so fucking.
carry things with them.
We've just drugged out as far as we could.
Well, you know, what about tusks? You know.
What about tusks? That'd be a pretty fucking cool thing, tusk,
you
know, right?
You we could dig things people. Up and.
Yeah, you do like do you fight things? No, all right, folks. We're sorry we wasted your time. Okay, we are sorry that we wasted your time. Just forget about this. And for God's sakes, all right, honey, let's get out of here. We had a stupid conversation about it. We'll see you next time, hopefully with a better fact and opinion right here on the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter at WIRX. For God's sakes.